BBC Radio 3.
It's 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Thank you.
Obatala by Brazilian band Meta Meta. In Yoruba, Meta Meta could translate as 3x3, and they are a trio. And Obatala is the oldest orisha, or a demigod, who represents white light and spiritual purity. And that was certainly a beautifully inchoate track with a touch of the divine about it. Hopefully you'll find there's a touch of the divine in all the music tonight. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'm not sure whether this next tune wanders from the path of spiritual purity or embodies it. Portrait of the Young Girl as an Artist by Jenny Haval.
Not all limbs have erections. Sometimes even you have to decide which is up and which is down, which travels and which is stationary, which travels to stations and which travels aimlessly, and whether desire can perhaps best be described as a train running into a tunnel. Take your platform hands and run, I say.
Thank you. To some degree, a man can develop the knack.
A man can develop the knack.
A man can develop the knack.
Somehow a very French-sounding film theme, even though it's by John Barry and it's the main theme from The Knack and How to Get It. A swinging London-type film from the 60s, directed by Richard Lester of Hard Day's Night fame. The voices you heard talking about The Knack included actors Ray Brooks and Michael Crawford, and I saw it the other week, it's worth seeing again. If you want to make your voice heard, then email us on late.junction@bbc.co.uk, text on 83111 or send me a tweet at imaxreinhardt. Staying with that organ sound we just heard, here's a fiery piece for church organ by red-hot Cornish minimalist Graham Fitkin, minimally entitled Organ.
Thank you.
Michael Bonaventure, performing Graham Fitkin's piece entitled Organ, on the organ, at Loreto Senior School in Edinburgh. Now, Dada Beatnik has tweeted in and said, last night on Lake Junction you played the captain, but sans vox. Perhaps tonight we get to hear his sonorous pipes. We do indeed. Tonight's track from Batchain Puller by Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, and did I just say Batchain Puller? I think I did. That's the title of the album. It's an album that disappeared for decades when it got sucked into various record company disputes, which need not concern us. We'll let Magic Band guitarist Denny Feelers-Rebo-Wally do the talking from the sleeve notes. Looking back, he says, I have to say that playing in the Magic Band with Don was 3 years of wonderful, crazy, dysfunctional poverty that I wouldn't trade for anything. I don't know about the hereafter. What I do know is that his music, art and poetry will be here after we are all gone. Amen to that. Here's the captain with the alternate mix of Batchain Puller.
Chain Puller. Bat chain puller. Puller, puller. Bat chain puller. A chain with yellow lights that glistens like oil beads. On his slick, smooth tongue that trails behind on tracks and thumbs. Whistles like a root snatched from dry earth, sod-busting rakes with gray dust claws, announces its coming into morning. This train with gray tubes that house people's very thoughts and belongings. With gold yawning mouths that blister and break in agony. agony in zones of rust. They kill gold sawdust into dust. Bat chain puller, puller, puller. Bat chain puller, puller, puller. Bat chain puller, puller, puller. Bat chain. Mistakes I made. God is good and it's understood, but he moves in mysterious ways. He saw it all, my fault, wrong, my rough and rowdy friends. In fact, I was getting wrecked in a Motel 6 when he showed up in the back. So goodbye, sweet gentlemen. Now goodbye, my Tulsa friend. Hey, everybody, did you hear the news? Jesus shot me in the head. And just as well, I was gone to hell. I'd wasted everything. No more shooting pool, no getting drunk. Now I'm gone to see the king. Now I'm on the road again. Yes, I'm on the road again. No more road down that wicked track, I'm gone to see the king. Oh Lord, I need a hand. Oh Lord, I need a hand. But don't be late at those pretty gates. Come on and let me. I spent some time in Jerusalem, where I tried my best to behave. I told the town how they cut him down from the grave. Would you believe they laughed at me? Now they would not leave me be. Next thing I know, I was skipping stones on the Sea of Galilee. Now I'm on the road again. Yes, I'm on the road again. No more rolling down that wicked track. I'm gone to see the king. Oh Lord, I need a hand. Oh Lord, I need a hand. But don't be late at those pearly gates. Come on and let me in. Chosen one, he calls on us and thanks. He loves us all, but the ones who fall hold a special place in his ranks. At least I hope this is how it goes.
cause I'm just about out of breath. So hey everybody, did you hear the news? Jesus shot me in the head. Now I'm on the road again. Yes, I'm on the road again. I'm no more rolling down that wicked track. I'm gone to see the king. But oh Lord, I need a hand. Oh Lord, I need a hand. But don't be late at those pearly gates. Come on.
Staying with the divine, the unworldly MC Taylor of His Golden Messenger, singing of his spiritual turmoil, Jesus Shot Me in the Head. American roots music that seems to come down to us through a wormhole in time from the weirdness of pre-Second World War hillbilly and blues music. Now, Anja Plaj's Soap and Skin project has already caught the ears of Verity Sharp, but now the Austrian Wunderkind, that's Anja, not Verity, has caught my attention too with her new album, Narrow. She's being compared with the Björks and PJ Harveys of this world, fair enough, but I can hear a whole Balkan connection as well in her singing. Boat turns towards port.
Fire and mud stained sky.
The Magnificat antiphon, Sancta Maria, succure miseris, Holy Mary, help thou the suffering, by Tomás Luis de Victoria, whom I read was Spain's most famous 16th century composer. It was performed there by Westminster Cathedral Choir, directed by David Hill. Now, it's not just Captain Beefheart material that is being unearthed after decades. There's a previously unreleased live recording of Fela Kuti, just out on Strut Records. He was performing with Egypt 80 at Detroit's Fox Theatre in 1986 after spending 2 years banged up in a Nigerian prison on a bogus charge of currency trafficking. And during that time, Amnesty International had declared him a political detainee. So this is vintage late period Fela, which means we can't play it all because it's over 40 minutes long. But everybody say yeah, yeah. With apologies for the sound quality, here is a chunk of Confusion Break Bones with a rambling introduction from Fela and Nkulapo Kuti.
Nice man. Little musician, man. And I rehearsed him for, I did a rehearsal for 2 days now, spent with the band since our show in America here. I want to acknowledge this pianist, Dave Robbins, everybody, Dave Robbins. Thank you. Now, I'm going to continue to play some songs for you. Now, let us imagine as something called Confusion, and is a human being. This human being's name is Confusion. Now, all of you know what Confusion is. I know the meaning of Confusion is confusion. Now, you see. So, Confusion, you know, is a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing to be Confusion. Now, this thing is Confusion, it's standing there. Now, let us imagine now that this confusion now, on top of all its confusion, something else happens to it. It breaks bone. The bone of the confusion breaks. Now, that you can imagine the chaos. It's unimaginable. So, there is a tune called, we're going to play for you now, we call it CBB. That is Confusion Break Bone. This tune is a very deep African sound, somehow, deep rhythm, everything. I want to get into it with everyone. It's called CBB, Confusion Break Bone. Thank you.
And there, I'm afraid we must leave them. I guess we all should have been there. Fela Kuti and Egypt 80 performing live in Detroit in 1986. Confusion Break Bones. And that slow burn, almost ambient feel, which is another characteristic of late Fela, reminds me of another favourite, Sun Ra, who I'll be featuring tomorrow night. From a legendary recording to one which may well become one. The Pond is a project which brings together folk chanteurs Catherine Williams and fellow musicians Simon Edwards and Ginny Clay. And between them, they've crafted something rather special. Here's End of the Pier, one of the darker tracks on the album. As Catherine intones, you know you're somewhere different when talking just becomes a sound.
You know you're somewhere different.
Marcus Warmstorm. There he was, blistering the paint in the Lake Junction studio. He's a Cape Town-based electronica composer and producer who never seems to stop creating new music. And that piece was called Fetch More. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and you can email us on late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Text on 83111 or send me a text at imaxreinhardt. Now for tonight's Ligeti Works. Three etudes from his second book of etudes for piano, starting with number 11, En Suspens, or Unsettled, in which the right hand has 6 beats per bar and the left hand 4.
Thank you.
Three etudes from Georges Ligeti's second book of etudes for piano, number 11, En Suspense, Unsettled, number 12, Entre Lacs, Interlacing, and number 13, L'Escalier du Diable, The Staircase of the Devil, performed by Frédéric Houlin. Well, having climbed the stairs, it's almost time to leave Lake Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, but I'll leave you tonight with some Philip Glass. His opera, Einstein on the Beach, is being staged for the first time in the UK at London's Barbican Centre, and this week you can see it any night between tomorrow, Thursday the 10th, and Sunday, 13th of May. Well worth a visit, as you can tell from this section, Spaceship. Good night. Thank you.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and welcome to Through the Night here on Radio 3. This morning begins with a profile of the Bulgarian cellist Anatoly Krastev. We'll be hearing him as a concerto soloist in Haydn and Saint-Saëns, in a sonata for solo cello by his fellow countryman Marin Goleminov, and as a chamber musician playing in the Brahms clarinet trio. Anatoly Krastev's one of the most distinguished musicians in Bulgaria. He was born in 1947 and graduated from the National Music Academies of Tunis and Sofia. He then went on to study with the Hungarian cellist Janos Starka and the French cellist André Navarra. Here he is first in Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1.